Good morning. Moments of Melody Time. 5 minutes to help you begin your day. In his biography of the late General Douglas MacArthur, entitled Rendezvous with History, Major General Courtney Whitney relates the following memorable incident. During the Korean War, General MacArthur laid out a daring scheme. It was his plan to encircle the North Korean forces that had driven south of Seoul and to cut off their supply lines from the north. This plan, if successful, might not only accelerate a drive toward victory, but even more important at that stage of the war, save the lives of some 100,000 UN troops. On the night before the landing, Courtney Whitney, who was aboard the flagship Mount McKinley with General MacArthur, retired early in anticipation of the action at dawn. He had slept but little when he was summoned to MacArthur's cabin. He found the general in bathrobe and slippers pacing the floor. "Be seated," motioned MacArthur as he continued pacing. Audibly, he reviewed, in sort of a self-debate, the arguments against the proposed landing in the morning. Then he countered with the reasons for the surprise assault. Finally, at about 2:30 a.m., the general concluded his soliloquy with a summation to the effect that this decision was right, in spite of the hazards to be faced. He turned to General Courtney Whitney and said, "Thanks, Court. Thanks for listening to me. Now let's get some sleep." Whitney adds, "With that, the general threw off his robe, climbed into his bed, and reached to the table alongside to pick up his Bible." Why did General MacArthur pick up his Bible? The book by General Whitney doesn't tell us. But I wonder if that Bible wasn't there on the table for a good reason. I understand that Douglas MacArthur, while a cadet at West Point, read the Bible through 8 times. When in Japan after World War II, General MacArthur asked for Bibles for the Japanese people. In his own autobiography, he tells us that 100 million were distributed. General MacArthur was a man of the Bible. Are you? Now the Gospel according to Dr. Luke, chapter 12. And now great multitudes had gathered round him, so that they trod one another down. And he addressed himself first to his disciples. "Have nothing to do with the leaven of the Pharisees," he said. "It is all hypocrisy. What is veiled will all be revealed. What is hidden will all be known. What you have said in darkness will be repeated in the light of day. What you have whispered in secret chambers will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say this to you who are my friends, do not be afraid of those who can kill a body, and after that can do no more. I will tell you who is you must fear. Fear him who has power not only to kill, but to cast a man into hell. Him you must fear indeed." Think about our bodies, but not about our never-dying souls. The Lord Jesus puts things in their right perspective. Where will your soul spend eternity? Have you thought much about that? Have you made preparation? In the Bible, you'll learn how to make preparation.